At midday, the ocean splits into glittering plains, one above the other.
A crowd. Only the bad men. Beautiful above all when we don't understand them.
God, Allah, Yahweh. These nightmarish psychopaths attain immortality without having lived. They're wrathful, slow to bless and swift to chide.
Mostly they sleep.
The eye deals in sensations, not in logic, but a journey.
They crawl from a fragile nest of sticks and leaves.
Perhaps you hope to discover secrets as you search through my failures.
Tied with vines. One of two shelters. A third's half made.
But you'll find only a groping. It has had good luck.
All blue. He sits cross-legged among them.
It's been all round the world. A series of false notes discarded in the search for the right one.
Voices patter on his head like rain on leaves. Soak in, like rain. His breath soft.
They're mass murderers, psychotic bullies. They exercise the right of life and death. They destroy on a whim. And they provide a wretched example to living gods. Hitler, Stalin, Mao, Khomeini, Mussolini. Such truly grotesque pieces of work that it's a matter of some wonder that millions were persuaded not just to believe in them, but to worship them. But they did. And off they went to meet their all-too-obedient death.
Peel back green skins from tips and bloom white, kissing the air. Delicate, sweet-scented.
There is apparently nobility in pillage and genocide. There is apparently glory to be had in being turned to vapor, in dying in mud. There is glory in gangrene, in quadriplegia, in being gassed.
I'm often asked, did you get what you wanted? How should I know what I wanted? Obsessed by the truth, revolted by injustice. Failure is an encounter, a surprise. I forget it a little, and it lives its own life.
Like fire strikes shadow. No one says. No one knows. The mask lures them like a snake's mouth.
The snares of death compassed me round about, and the pains of hell gat hold upon me. I shall find trouble and heaviness, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul.
I often stroll about, but also my stroll turns into a mad race. Suddenly, at the corner of a street, the disorder and cacophony of a big chaotic outburst of faces. I move to get in front, to face the faces, the stares. So I walk backwards. I feel I'm better. Obsessed by the truth, revolted by injustice.
They kneel and dip their hands into the colours, painting, laughing, excited. Blood to blood.
Did you get what you wanted? How should I know what I wanted?
Gentlemen. Gentlemen. It is for good reason that God raised man above.
I looked upon the scene before me. upon the bleak walls, upon the vacant eye-like windows, upon a few rank sedges, and upon a few white trunks of decayed trees, with an utter depression of soul, which I can compare to no earthly sensation more properly than to the after dream of the reveller upon opium.
Lagoon, and reef, and sea. Lagoon, and reef, and sea.
The bitter lapse into everyday life.
And sea.
The hideous dropping off of the veil.
Lagoon, and reef, and sea. To the horizon.
The word fasces signifies a bundle of branches tied together tightly. It is strong in a way that loosely tied branches, let alone single branches, cannot be. The individual, then, is subservient to the whole. Might
Lagoon
is achieved by numbers.
And reef and sea. Lagoon and reef and sea. And it's gone. Dripping blood. Its dead eyes search for something on the ground. Blood. More blood. To the dying sun.
It's because you aren't close enough.
The young fire crisps the skin, but doesn't make soft flesh. They don't care, biting and tearing until the meat and the sun is gone. Stone-faced in the firelight as animals, the sun sets behind his back. The faces in front of him look flat and red. Different faces, he thinks.
I forget it a little. And it lives its own life.
High up, a sliver of moon rises through a raft of stars. But other lights are in the sky, moving fast.
This film is about deforming
inverted images.
Think of a curve as the path
of the grey sedge and the ghastly tree stems.
We only consider closed curves. That is,
nervous agitation.
The point must not jump.
Eyes full of dust and sun, images jostle each other in a wild melee as I vibrate in sympathy on the side of authority.
Acute bodily illness.
It must move continuously. There must be
a mental disorder.
The tangent vector is defined as
the paradoxical law of all sentiments, having terror as a basis.
I've had other moments of exhilaration. The sound swells, the excitement too. Let's not confuse senses. I'm looking for the one I've been waiting for.
Winking out. Winking. Winking out. Winking. Winking out. Winking. Winking out. Below the horizon, the silent silver ship releases bolts of fire at them, and when they burst, seeds drift down.
I spend so much time believing all the lies to keep the dream alive. Now it makes me sad, it makes me mad at truth, for loving what was new.
How should I know what I wanted?
Shapes like before, hanging this time from single fragile wings. These, the sea swallows. All but one. This one, the wind catches and blows towards the mountain.
As the shouts reach their height, simple and self-evident,
on the mountain, the thing from the air settles among the rocks. Wind and stars move across the sky. It sits on the mountaintop. Bows, lifts, bows again. waiting.
I find myself in the Indian summer sun, obsessed by the truth. Blacks and whites, girls and boys, were tortured and shot. I forget it a little, and it lives its own life. That day,
skypod over the mountain, an orange burst, the pod splits, silver shards spin down, piercing vines, clawing fruits, flowers, leaves.
Night falls. Now, masked faces and outstretched bayonets. This is a grim face.
Sap oozes.
Revolted by injustice. The first choice. These are my first steps. Did you get what you wanted? How should I know what I wanted?
Some seeds roll out, pink, and scream like pigs. Most are inside, burst to pieces. Blood oozes, sticky. In the end, the great wave comes and carries them twisting away, bobbing with the palms and palmlets.
Let's not confuse senses. Hanging onto the little spiral staircase, I've seen the world, but I'm not a Valiant. I don't even think that travel suits me. I'm more of a stroller, revolted by injustice.
Flesh, fruit, and silver shards churn, plunge, scour, and tow. Ocean swallows. All. One seed lies alone. Twitches. Unfolds like a starfish. It has gold hair.
I travel at my own speed. The vast murmur of silence and prayer is creating an ephemeral sculpture in the light.
A regular homotopy is a continuous deformation from one regular curve to another, which satisfies certain conditions.
Inside the head.
Each intermediate curve.
Ghosts. Old ghosts.
Must be regular.
The one with gold hair reaches the edge of the beach.
That is, a point and its tangent vector.
Where a spring runs across his feet.
Must both move continuously around the curve.
He scoops.
And return to their initial positions.
Licks, drinks, trickles it over his small skull.
Apart from this exceptional case,
moving out under the sun, he shimmers between sand and air.
We have proved the if half of the Whitney-Graustein theorem.
Light-boned, like a bird.
Everything is black and white, but the white is dominant. It has had good luck. It's been all round the world. A series of false notes discarded in the search for the right one. Everything is black and white.
In the previous film, the only if half was proved.
The one with gold hair rolls underwater. Porpoise-like.
Thus, to see whether or not two curves in the plane are regularly homotopic,
light shatters over white skin.
You need only look at a single integer.
He touches the tail of a blue and yellow fish, grins.
The rotation number.
Palm shadows flutter wings through the pool.
But here, black is dominant. Two eyes. A crowd. Suddenly, a gentleman, courteous, reserved, almost vulnerable. You trust him with your children, but...
A sunshaft shoots deep into the water. An eye of green-white light winks back at them from the deep sand. Face smeared in fruit, hind parts dirty and bare. He squats in front of the one with the magic shell, sliding thumb into mouth.
That evening, in the laboratory, I met another person, illiterate, with his deformed eye and twisted mouth, and yet he's a gentle and sensitive man. You really must beware of appearances. Only the bad men.
More shadows flutter from the forest towards them. Naked, half naked, they scatter across the rock and sit, gazing up in the conch, eyes wide. They peer through the diamond haze. Something long, dark, flapping, fumbles towards them, weaving side to side. He gazes round.
How should I know what I wanted? Obsessed by the truth, revolted by failure. I forget it, Andy, and it lives its own life. It's been all round the world, a series of false notes discarded in the search for the right one.
Blue butterfly wings make airwaves, washing blue cascading petals down the rock and through the dark one, rippling his flesh, changing his bones. Blue washes through him to the ground.
Everything is black and white. But here, black is dominant. Two eyes, a crown. Suddenly, a gentleman, courteous, reserved, almost vulnerable. You trust him with your children.
Light on the sea is changing. Breezes run fingers over the tumbling pack of the tunnels of his lungs, like breathing smoke, back and forth, 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 until a tiny sun pierces the grey wood. Thin plume rises. Then...
That evening, in the laboratory, I met another person, illiterate, with his deformed eye and twisted mouth, and yet he's a gentle and sensitive man. You really must beware of appearances.
Then flames leap like jackets.
this army not a lawful power to oppose and fight God? You are God, whose kingdoms should be laid in blood, yea, in the blood of saints. You have shed great store of it already. And ere it be long, you must all of you have blood to drink. Even the dregs of the cup of fury and the wrath of the Antichrist, which will be poured out unto you. No man, but a man mistaken, and greatly mistaken, could think that I, that hath a burden upon my back for the space of 15 or 16 years, would seek such a place as I bear. I would rather, as to my own conscience and spirit, to have been living under a woodside, to have kept a flock of sheep, rather than to have undertaken such a place as this was.
Walk away, please go, before you throw your life away. A life that I could share for just a day. We should have met some years ago. For your sake I say, walk away, just go. Walk away and live a life that's full with no regret. Don't look back at me, just try to forget. Why build a dream that cannot come true? So be strong, reach the stars now. Walk away, walk on. If I heard your voice, I beg you to stay. So don't say a word, just run away. Goodbye, my love. My tears will fall now that you've gone. I can't help but cry, but I must go on. I'm sad that I have been searching so long. You have loved me, but told me.
A crowd. Only the bad men. Beautiful above all when we don't understand them. The eye deals in sensations, not in logic, but a journey. Perhaps you hope to discover secrets as you search through my failures. But you'll find only a groping. it has had good luck. It's been all round the world. A series of false notes discarded in the search for the right one. I'm often asked, did you get what you wanted? How should I know what I wanted? Obsessed by the truth, revolted by injustice. Failure is an encounter, a surprise. I forget it a little, and it lives its own life. I often stroll about, but also my stroll turns into a mad race. Suddenly, at the corner of a street, the disorder and cacophony of a big chaotic outburst of faces. I move to get in front, to face the faces, the stares. So I walk backwards. I feel I'm better. Obsessed by the truth, revolted by injustice. Did you get what you wanted? How should I know what I wanted? It's because you aren't close enough. I forget it a little, and it lives its own life. Eyes full of dust and sun, images jostle each other in a wild melee as I vibrate in sympathy on the side of authority. I've had other moments of exhilaration. The sound swells, the excitement too. Let's not confuse senses. I'm looking for the one I've been waiting for. How should I know what I wanted? As the shouts reach their height, simple and self-evident, I find myself in the Indian summer sun, obsessed by the truth. Blacks and whites, girls and boys, were tortured and shot. I forget it a little, and it lives its own life. That day, night falls. Now, masked faces and outstretched bayonets. This is a grim face, revolted by injustice. The first choice. These are my first steps. Did you get what you wanted? How should I know what I wanted? Let's not confuse senses. Hanging onto the little spiral staircase, I've seen the world, but I'm not a failure. I don't even think that travel suits me. I'm more of a stroller, revolted by injustice. I travel at my own speed. The vast murmur of silence and prayer is creating an ephemeral sculpture in the light. Everything is black and white, but the white is dominant. It has had good luck. It's been all round the world. A series of false notes discarded in the search for the right one. Everything is black and white, but here, black is dominant. Two eyes, a crowd. Suddenly, a gentleman, courteous, reserved, almost vulnerable. You trust him with your children, but he could really be frightening. That evening in the laboratory, I met another person, illiterate, with his deformed eye and twisted mouth. And yet, he's a gentle and sensitive man. You really must beware of appearances. Only the bad men. Beautiful above all when we don't understand them. How should I know what I wanted? Obsessed by the truth, revolted by failure. I forget it a little, and it lives its own life. It's been all round the world, a series of false notes discarded in the search for the right one. Everything is black and white, but here black is dominant. Two eyes, a crown. Suddenly, a gentleman, courteous, reserved, almost vulnerable. You trust him with your children, but he could really be frightening. That evening in the laboratory, I met another person, illiterate, with his deformed eye and twisted mouth, and yet he's a gentle and sensitive man. You really must beware of appearances.
It was a soft October night when the evening made a sudden leap, lingered upon the pools that stand in drains. The soot that falls from chimneys slipped by the terrace, curled once about the house, and fell asleep before the taking. With a bald spot, they will say, how his hair is growing thin. They will say, but how his arms and legs are thin. It was a soft October night when the evening made a sudden leap, lingered upon the soot that falls from chimneys, slipped by the terrace, curled once about the house, and fell asleep before the taking. With a bald spot, they will say, how his hair is growing thin. They will say, but how his arms and legs are thin. For I have known them all already, mornings, afternoons. I know the voices beneath the music, so how should I fix you in a formulated, sprawling, wriggling on the wall? Then how should I begin? And I have known the arms that are braceleted with white, light brown hair. It was a soft October night when the
but evil things in robes of sorrow
made a sudden
leap. The monarch's high estate. Ah, let us mourn, for never morrow shall dawn upon him desolate.
The soot and round that about falls his home, from chimneys,
the glory that blushed and bloomed, is but
slipped
a
by the terrace. Story. Arms that lie along a table. And should I then presume the smoke that rises from the pipes? I should have been at floors of silent seas, smoothed by long fingers, asleep, tired, stretched on the floor, here beside you and me. I am no prophet, grown slightly bald. Hold my coat, I was afraid to say, I am Lazarus, I shall tell you all. That is not what I meant. Sunsets, the dooryards and the sprinkled streets. The novels, teacups, skirts that trail along the floor. It is impossible to say just patterns on a screen, settling a pillow, or throwing off a shawl, and turning toward the window. That is not what I meant. Start a scene or two. Advise the prince. Deferential. Glad to be of use. Polite. Cautious. But a bit obtuse. At times, I grow old. At times, I grow old. At times, I grow old. Seaward on the waves, combing the white hair blown back. When the wind blows the water white and black, seaweed red and brown. In a minute, there is time for decisions and revisions. For I have known them all already, mornings, afternoons. I know the voices beneath the music. So how should I fix you in a formulated, sprawling, wriggling on the wall? Then how should I begin? And I have known the arms that are braceleted in white, light brown hair. Arms that lie along a table. Should I then presume the smoke that rises from the pipes? I should have been at floors of silent seas, smoothed by long fingers, asleep, tired, stretched on the floor, here beside you and me. I am no prophet, grown slightly bald. Hold my coat, I was afraid, to say, I am Lazarus, I shall tell you all. That is not what I meant. Sunsets, the dooryards, and the sprinkled streets. The novels. Teacups. Skirts that trail along the floor. It is impossible to say just patterns on a screen. Settling a pillow. Or throwing off a shawl. Turning toward the window. That is not what I meant. Start a scene or two. Advise the prince. Deferential. Glad to be of use. Polite. Cautious. But a bit obtuse.
How should I know what I want? Obsessed by the truth, revolted by injustice. Failure is an encounter. A surprise. I forget it, but it lives its own life.
Fire strikes shadow. No one says. No one knows. The mask lures them like a snake's mouth.
The snares of death compass me round about, and the pains of hell gat hold upon me. I shall find trouble and heaviness, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul.
I often stroll about, but also my stroll turns into a mad race. Suddenly, at the corner of a street, the disorder and cacophony of a big chaotic outburst of faces. I move to get in front, to face the faces, the stares. So I walk backwards. I feel I'm better. Obsessed by the truth, revolted by injustice.
They kneel and dip their hands into the colours, painting, laughing, excited. Blood to blood.
Did you get what you wanted? How should I know what I wanted?
I looked upon the scene before me, upon the bleak walls, upon the vacant eye-like windows, upon a few rank sedges, and upon a few white trunks of decayed trees, with an utter depression of soul, which I can compare to no earthly sensation more properly than to the after-dream of the reveller upon opium.
Lagoon, and reef, and sea. Lagoon and reef and sea.
The bitter lapse into everyday life
and sea.
The hideous dropping off of the veil.
Lagoon and reef and sea. Lagoon and reef and sea. And it's gone. Dripping blood. Its dead eyes search for something on the ground. Blood. More blood to the dying sun.
It's because you aren't close enough.
The young fire crisps the skin, but doesn't make soft flesh. They don't care, biting and tearing until the meat and the sun is gone. Stone-faced in the firelight as animals, the sun sets behind his back. The faces in front of him look flat and red. Different faces, he thinks.
I forget it, and it lives its own life.
High up, a sliver of moon rises to a raft of stars. But other lights are in the sky, moving fast.
This film is about deforming
inverted images.
Think of a curve as the path
of the grey sedge and the ghastly tree stems.
We only consider closed curves, that is,
nervous agitation.
The point must not jump.
Eyes full of dust and sun, images jostle each other in a wild melee as I vibrate in sympathy on the side of authority.
Acute bodily illness.
It must move continuously. There must be
a mental disorder.
The tangent vector is defined as
the paradoxical law of all sentiments, having terror as a basis.
I have had other moments of exhilaration. The one I have been waiting for.
Winking out. Winking. Winking out. Winking. Winking out. Winking. Winking out. Below the horizon, the silent silver ship releases bolts of fire at them. And when they burst, seeds drift down. Shapes like before, hanging this time from single fragile wings. These, the sea swallows. All but one. This one, the wind catches and blows towards the mountain.
As the shouts reach their height, simple and self-evident.
On the mountain, the thing from the air settles among the rocks. Wind and stars move across the sky. It sits on the mountaintop, bows, lifts, again. Waiting.
Throughout the East, men spoke in awe.
I find myself in the Indian summer sun. Obsessed,
brooded, bewildered by the moods of man.
Blacks and whites, girls and boys, were tortured and shot. I forget it, England.
That
and it
was that.
Its own mind. That day,
skypod over the mountain. An orange burst.
It was absolute,
the pod spins.
Helpless, dumb.
Silver shards spin down. Piercing vines.
The look that left the
fruits,
gas.
Flowers, leaves.
Night falls. Now, masked
Earth
faces.
Earth tremors had opened bands. A fissure.
This is a grim face.
Sap oozes.
Revolted by injustice.
Love is not blind.
First choice.
Pure clairvoyance whispers.
First step.
This crack. Crawl space of a spider.
How should I know what I wanted?
Some seeds roll out.
Browse to the cluster.
And scream like pigs. Most are inside, burst to pieces. Blood.
Confessing
oozes.
Their passion.
Sticky.
No, that would be too
in the end, the great wave
may
comes
our
and carries them
loves
twisting away.
Invisibly to us,
with the palms
meet
and palms.
Can the cold pass down? They made their time.
That's them confused senses.
But succulent. With a joy it
hanging onto the little spiral staircase.
That seemed to have stopped. Into the brilliant jumble of
I've
moonlight
seen the world.
And shadows. A shadow that would grow.
But I'm not a failure.
She peered and listened.
I don't even think that
the prickling
suited.
Stars that the first fear touched
I'm
her.
More of a stroke.
She froze, her breath
revolted by injustice.
Now she could hear her heart. Her head swiveled.
Flesh,
somebody
fruit, and silver shards churn, plunge, scour.
She stood. She leaned to the tree, her legs trembling. She realized she was panting. But at that moment, the
one
shadow
seed lies
coughed
alone.
A strange cough.
Twitches.
Hoarse, cavernous.
Unfolds like
and
a
was much nearer, moving too swiftly.
It has
a strangely hobbling dwarf, bent under something. Then her brain seemed to turn.
I traveled at my own speed.
Its blood salt surfeit in the spring.
The vast murmur of silence and prayer is creating an ethereal sculpture in light.
Too familiar. Blackened by
a regular
blood.
Homotopy is a continuous
blood
deformation
so fresh,
from one regular curve to another, which satisfies
again,
certain conditions.
Inside his eyes opened a moment.
Each intermediate curve.
She saw his scabbard empty.
Old
let them think of our death.
Must be regular.
The one with gold hair reaches the edge of the beach.
That is a point and its tangent vector.
Throughout the east, men spoke in awe.
Must both move continuously around the curve.
Scoops.
And return to their initial positions.
Licks, drinks,
brooded, bewildered by the moons of man.
Apart from this exceptional case,
moving out under the sun, he shimmers between sand and air.
We have proved the if half of the Whitney Graustein theorem.
That was
light
that.
Burned like a bird.
Everything is black and white.
Was absolute,
the white is dominant.
Helpless, dumb.
It has had good luck. It's been all round the world.
The look that leapt.
A series of false notes discarded in the search for the right one.
Earth tremors
black and white.
In the previous film, the only if half was proved.
The one with gold hair rolls underwater.
Love is not blind.
Thus, to see whether or not two curves in the plane are regularly homotopic,
pure clairvoyance whispers.
Light shattered over white skin.
You need only whisper. Look at a single integer.
Crawl space.
He touches the tail of a blue and yellow fish. Grins.
The rotation.
Palm shadows flutter wings through the pool.
But here, the lamp is dominant.
Confessing
the two eyes. A crown.
May our great loves invisibly to
suddenly
meet and mingle.
Can you call the gentleman, the courteous, reserved,
famous,
almost vulnerable,
but succulent.
You trusted in your children,
that seemed but to have stuck.
A sun shaft shoots deep into the water. An eye of green-white light winks back at them from the deep sand. Face smeared in fruit, hind parts dirty and bare. He squats in front of the one with the magic shell, sliding thumb into mouth.
Somebody.
That evening, in the laboratory, I met another person.
At that moment,
with his deformed eye and twisted mouth. And yet, he's a gentle and sensitive man. You really must beware of appearances. Only the bad men.
More shadows flutter from the forest towards them. Naked, half naked, they scatter across the rock and sit, gazing up in the conch, eyes wide. They peer through the diamond haze. Something long, dark, flapping, fumbles towards them.
Walk away, please go.
He gazes round.
Before you throw your life away, a life that
obsessed
I could share for just a day.
I forget it.
We should have met.
It's been all round the world.
Some years ago.
A series of false notes discarded in the search for the right one.
For your sake, I say, walk away. Just go.
Rippling his flesh.
Walk away and live.
Blue washes through him to the ground.
A life that's full. With no regret. Don't look back at me. Just try to forget. Why build a dream that cannot come true? So be strong, reach the stars now. Walk away, walk on. Walk away, walk on. Walk away, walk on. Walk away, walk on. Walk away, walk on.
Back and forth, until a tiny sun pierces the grey wood. A thin plume rises. Then,
that evening in the laboratory, I met another person, illiterate, with his deformed eye and twisted mouth. And yet, he's a gentle and sensitive man. You really must beware of appearances.
Walk away, please go. Before you throw your life away. That I could share for just a day. We should have met,
watching it die,
some years ago. For your sake I say, walk away, just go. Walk away and live. A life that's full with no regret. Don't look back at me, just try to forget. Why build a dream that cannot come true? So be strong, reach the stars now. Walk away, walk on.
If I heard your voice, I beg you to stay.
It was a soft October night when the evening made a sudden leap, lingering on the pools that stand in crowds. The soot that falls from chimneys slipped by the terrace, curled once about the house, and fell asleep before the taking. With a bald spot, they will say, how his hair is growing thin. They will say, but how his arms and legs are thin. It was a soft October night when the evening made a sudden leap, lingered upon the soot that falls from chimneys, slipped by the terrace, curled once about the house, and fell asleep before the taking. With a bald spot, they will say, how its hair is growing thin.
We should have
they will say, but how its arms and legs are thin.
Some years ago,
for I have known them all already, mornings, afternoons.
For your sake, I say,
I know the voices beneath the music. So how should I fix you and formulate it, sprawling, wiggling on the wall?
Walk away and live.
And I have known the arms that are bracing me.
A life that's full with no regret. Don't look back at me. Just try to forget. Why build a dream that cannot come true?
At midday, the ocean splits into glittering plains, one above the other.
A crack. Only the bad river. Beautiful above all, when you don't understand it. So I walk backwards. I feel I'm better. Obsessed by the truth. Revolted by injustice.
Then you line dip their hands into the colors, painting. Laughing, excited.
But I must go on.
Glad to go.
I'm sad that I, after
did you get what you wanted?
So long,
how should I know what I wanted?
You.